It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Charles L. Webster was born in the town of Charlotte in 1852, but when he was still quite young, his family moved to Fredonia. There, he received his education, graduating from the normal school. After graduation, Webster chose the profession of civil engineer. While engaged in an engineering project in the West, he formed the acquaintance of General Ulysses S. Grant, and they became firm friends. Webster's fate would take a turn in 1875 when he met and married Annie Moffett, the niece of Mark Twain. Soon after, he formed a partnership with Twain and established the publishing company Charles L. Webster & Company. Webster's publishing company not only printed the works of Mark Twain, but also several other notable individuals. When General Grant's memoirs were ready for publishing, he entrusted Webster with the publication. In 1887, Webster's health began to fail and he developed severe headaches. As a result, he and his family moved back to Fredonia in 1888. It is said that the responsibility, fame, and fortune that accompanied working for the temperamental Twain might have caused the condition. After Webster's partial recovery, Twain refused him to allow a return on the grounds of inefficiency and lack of management. Twain bought Webster out for much less than his share was worth and stopped speaking to him until Webster's death in 1891, which some say was self-inflicted as a result of his failed relationship with the author. Webster was only 39 at the time of his death. His daughter, Jean Webster, went on to become a notable early 20th century author. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.